The Hindu and the Jew. The Hindu and the Jew. There goes the Hindu, he's fat and funny. Here comes the Jew, he's Jewish. And, well, that's all you need to know, really. The Hindu and the Jew.
Yay.
Okay, welcome to the second part.
No, this is going to be the whole part. We're going to stick the other one into this.
Yeah, so this is basically
it.
We're
going to insert it. This is the first part.
Fine, this is the stupid part.
We're time warping.
Like, yes. That's exactly what it sounds like. We time warp.
Yes.
I can't even do it. It's so
stupid. The Hindu is really mad at me. He
yes,
almost beat me.
I am very mad at him. I hate him right now.
I felt so upset.
I'm so annoyed.
So mean to me, and now
I am so annoyed. Okay.
No.
Okay. I'll tell you. We went. You remember our deck show, which we did in Annapolis, right?
Yes. He came to Annapolis. Spent the night and the second day. So it was like 2 days. Okay.
Wait.
Okay, please continue.
Anyway, he's going down to Annapolis this Sunday as well because we have a 4-day weekend.
Cha-ching.
And he asked me if I want to go down. And I say, my parents would probably say no, but I'll ask them. And then he goes, yeah, I want my girlfriend to come. And her mom says she can't go by herself on the metro, so I decided to ask if you wanted to come. How am I supposed
to
feel?
That's not how it meant.
That's what you said. Email us and tell us what you think
meant.
I'm supposed to feel. I'll tell you what I felt. I felt as if the only reason he wanted me there was so his girlfriend could come on.
And then
I'd stick out like a sore thumb and be a third wheel.
And then he just harped on me and harped on me and harped on me.
Because I was hurt. He got me right there. Well, you can't see, but I'm gesturing towards my heart.
But then he did it to me, and now I feel so
bad. I did nothing to you.
God,
you should feel bad. It was a horrible thing to do. God, he's still annoyed.
He upset me. God.
So stupid. I hate you.
You feel bad.
You should feel bad. You should give me money. Anyway.
I gave you money yesterday because... Because Robin told me to.
Anyway,
like, Robin said, give me $1. I gave you $1.
That doesn't make up for anything.
Still
annoyed now. I had to relive it all over again, and now I'm annoyed all over again.
I'm all upset.
It's amazing, though, that you cannot deal with anyone not liking him.
Like,
if you see, everybody loves Raymond. He's like Raymond. He can't face the fact that someone hates him. It bothers him. It just
people hate me.
Gnaws at him. See, I'm not the same. I know a lot of people who hate me, and I just hate them back. I'm like, I don't care. Shut up. I'll
who
take you down.
You?
There's a group in England. They're literally like an anti-Prakash group.
The anti-Prakash league.
No, it's Prakash. Like, these townies and pikies. Townies basically are these. Townies are these.
Townies.
In England, it's slang for these rich snobbish kids. Who wear designer clothing, and act and speaking that stupid Cockney accent, and I hate them, and they hate me. See, I don't mind being hated as long as I hate the person who's hating me. But the Jew can't face up to anyone; he has to be liked by everyone.
Wait, but see, you'd mind it if it was me who hated you?
Not that much. I don't really.
You hate me
exactly.
<Yeah.
laughs> And see, the Jew can't handle. Hatred.
I can't handle it.
It's ridiculous.
I feel so bad. God.
He has
dang
such
it.
A limited.
Gosh darn diddly.
He has such a limited emotional range.
Diddly diddly.
It's either like happy, sad, or aw. You know, sort
gosh,
of womanly.
Dang
aw.
It. Darn it. Diddly. Diddly
diddly. Diddly diddly. Diddly diddly.
No, really, I felt so bad, and I still feel so bad.
You should feel bad.
I shouldn't. I shouldn't feel this
you
bad.
You should feel very bad.
Okay, I've had you to my house. I think since we started doing this podcast, you've been to my house probably between 3 to 5 times a week.
Oh, that's such nonsense.
How is this
such
nonsense?
That is such nonsense.
You're such nonsense.
Last week, I came over twice.
Fine, two to five times a week.
That's ridiculous. The week before that, I didn't even come.
I'm counting the weekends.
What? Weekends don't count. The only weekends I've ever been at your house, I mean before the bio project, was for the bio part 2 exams.
I know, I said, what, now
that's
that we've started, once we started this project, we've been
podcast.
To this
podcast.
Hey!
Nonsense.
We've been doing this podcast.
Anyway, so
but hey, let me continue.
So he's so,
hey, I'm angry now. Let me continue.
He's trying to be like
over,
me
over at my house, eating my food, hanging out with me, watching my computer.
I invited you to my house.
I know. Hey, that's not the point. You came out to Annapolis. We had a good time. Wait, what did I do? What did we do in Annapolis? We did stuff in Annapolis. It was fun. You hurt me. You physically
hurt you.
Abused me.
I physically abused
my
you.
My toe is broken
right now.
My toe is broken.
Nonsense.
It hurts. Ow! God, you just threw something at it.
Just a piece of Lego.
Jesus!
A bit of Lego never hurt anyone. But he's so emotionally stunned.
God!
He has no feeling.
Diddly.
He can't actually get angry. He feigns being angry. He can get hurt. He's like a shell.
I'm
you can
hurt.
Break him really easily.
I'm hurt.
But he can't get angry. It's ridiculous.
I don't get
he
angry.
He can't reach that blinding rage.
I only get
I
blindingly
can.
Raged at my brother.
I get blinded in rage.
At me. And I don't like
no,
that.
No, I wasn't actually... In,
I was very upset.
If I was blinded by rage with the...
Hindu,
person,
I was
you'd
very
know
upset.
So
I
was I.
You hurt me.
I hurt you. Listeners, don't you think I'm right? Because what is some... Cause, okay, I'll repeat the conversation again. This is the Jew. Hey, Hindu, you want to come to Annapolis this weekend? This is me. I don't think my parents would let me, but I'll ask them. They might not be too happy. And then the Jew goes, you see, because I want to get my girlfriend down there, and her mom said she can't go by herself on the train, so I thought maybe you could go along. How am I supposed to feel?
I was explaining how you'd get down
how
there.
How am I supposed to feel? Come on. Don't you think that I was correct in my reaction?
Yes.
I think I am.
Yes. I think you were too.
Well, I'm still angry.
But once I clarified myself, you should have said, oh, it was
I am slow to anger.
I have forgiven you.
I am slow to anger and slow to forgiveness. That's why I can hate people. Because I can't forgive easily. In fact, I'm so annoyed now.
I'm so
upset.
I'm
like punching
now.
A wall.
I'm so like... About
oh,
to cry.
I did that about someone. I was talking to someone in England, and he had really annoyed me for some reason. So I got up and like punched the wall in my TV room because I was in my TV room then, and I left a dent. It was so stupid. I know my parents got all angry at
See,
me because I left a dent in my wall.
Because you're, I have unbound rage.
I was so annoyed by him. It's like, can I punch your wall?
I'm so annoyed by you right now.
I need to release my aggression. Can I punch your wall?
Dresser.
Your dresser?
God, that's gotta hurt. Did you
feels
hear
good.
That? Did you hear that?
That feels good.
Did it really? Here, punch my hand. Not too hard.
Why?
Like this.
Why? No, my knuckles are slightly sore. It still felt good, but give me a couple of minutes.
Wait, no, hit my shoulder right here. Sorry,
you can. Are you sure?
Down. If you hit me in like this.
What are you talking? I don't want to hit you.
Down right there. Down
well, I do want to hit you.
Yeah, down right
this
there.
That's why I don't dare
down
hit you.
Right there. Down right
fine,
there.
Fine, I'll hit you with my palm.
Down. No, not with my... You. If you do it with your palm, it'll hurt me. Do it with
do you
your
want
fist.
Me to do it like this?
You can do it like that if you prefer. Sledgehammer it. But right here.
Can I stand up?
Yeah, but you gotta do it fast. The phone's ringing.
Okay.
If I'm hurt too bad. Wait, I gotta answer before I get
fine,
banged.
Answer. Okay. Well, he's gone. Don't you think I'm right? I mean, seriously. He was so mean to me. I felt it was really mean to me. And I didn't appreciate it. Anyway, on another note, on a future episode... We might have a friend of ours called Robin, who's a senior and he's in my AP Chem class. That should be a good episode, because he's fairly amusing. Slightly unpredictable, but fairly amusing. Anyway, interesting thing happened the other day. Actually, it didn't. That's a complete lie. I have no idea what to talk about, and this is complete dead air. I mean, it's dead. I can hear the cries of the dying. Ah! Anyway, so apparently we missed a call because the Jew likes to hurt people's feelings.
Oh, he's so mean to me.
So, okay, now apparently I have to hit him on his shoulder.
Not as hard as you can.
As hard as I can.
You never said that.
Yeah, you did. So how hard do you want me to hit you?
What? Hit me as hard as you think you can, and then
okay.
You can hit me as hard as you can.
I'll hit you as hard as I think I can.
Safely.
That's not fair. Do
hit
I hit you
hit
as hard
right
as I can?
Right here, as hard as you can. As a fist, like that.
Are you sure? I don't want to hurt you.
Maybe not as hard as you get. Medium.
I can't do that.
Fine, just do it. Just do
I
it.
I don't want
just
to.
Just do it. Just do it.
Fine.
That's not the right way to hit me.
Sorry. How did you want
you
me to hit
the
you?
The wrong way. Thank God you didn't re-break my collarbone. No, I wanted to hit him right down slightly. On his bone.
Sorry, I held back. I don't want to hit you.
Down right here.
Oh.
Yeah, now hard.
I don't want to hit
like
you.
Just like that. Right. One more time.
I don't want to hit you. I can't hit him.
See, he's not really mad
He's too womanly.
I can't hit a woman.
God, you hit me the wrong way.
I'm sorry.
You're upset. It's not that.
I'm upset now. You made me hit you. I hate you. First, he's being all mean to me, and then he makes me hit him, so now I feel incredibly guilty.
Good, now we're both guilty.
I hate you.
Maybe I shouldn't have invited you under the levels at all.
Maybe you should have. In a nice way. If you didn't know you would have... Why did you mention her?
I misspoke once.
Yes.
I was aroused.
You were aroused?
No.
You were aroused?
Ew.
That's wrong. That's wrong, Jew.
I'm trying to rationalize.
That's wrong.
God. Dang it.
Jeebus.
Silly.
Enunciate. Come on. You don't go around saying you were aroused.
Why would I have said that?
I don't know. I don't want to know.
You're retarded.
I'm retarded. I'm not the one who said I was aroused.
Neither was I. You were the one that said I said that.
You said it.
No, I didn't.
Anyway, I still think you should have asked me in a nicer way.
I know I should have. I acknowledge that. Well, why can't you forgive me?
Because I told you I'm slow to forgiveness.
Actually, I'm just playing this out. I have already forgiven you.
I'm so upset. You don't know. I really do feel really bad at
okay,
it.
You're forgiven.
I know I've got a smile on my face, and I'm grinning, and I'm laughing.
You're forgiven.
That's not enough anymore.
What do you want? A hug?
No. No.
Exactly.
Please, no.
No hug.
No,
I don't give hugs.
Now I'm even more upset. Scared me.
You're forgiven.
Thank you.
Are you happy now?
Yes.
God's no, I'm guilty. I hate you.
The song.
when my going away party in England, everyone got hammered except for me because I don't get hammered. And so one of these dudes kept on saying, "Come on, man, you're leaving. I want a hug." And I was like, "No, get off. You're drunk." But he tried anyways. So I just pulled him into this bear hug and like cracked his backbone for like a couple of minutes and dropped him. And he had to sit on the ground for like 10 minutes and breathe before he could get up again. I was so amused by that. Such an idiot. What are you doing?
Practicing.
He's trying to play a song he can't play.
You're right, I can't play anything. Because I'm just a stupid Jew. Isn't that right? This is all because I'm Jewish!
See, you can see he's actually upset
now. I'm much better now, actually.
See, I'm
better now that you admit that you actually did forgive me. Because I really was upset. You don't understand. I take you so seriously.
That's really worrying. Oh my god. No
I really do. I was really worried.
No, sorry, I forgave you.
Not be my friend anymore.
You know, I didn't actually mind all that. Well, I was annoyed for like the first 5 seconds, but then I forgave you. I just decided to drag it out because I was bored.
God, you really did.
You were really upset?
I really was upset.
I thought you were just playing. I don't know.
I know I'm grinning. I really was upset. I have to keep a straight face to keep from getting really, really upset.
Well, you have to tell me this. I didn't know you were really upset.
I was telling you.
I thought you were joking. I was telling you. Believed me when I said I was upset, didn't you?
Yes, I did.
But I wasn't.
But I was.
But why were you?
I don't lie like you.
Oh, God. I was just playing. I didn't know you were upset. Now I'm upset.
So are you better now?
This has gone into such a touchy-feely episode.
Not,
I hate it.
You're not all, like, furious at me?
I was only furious for the first 5 seconds. And then... not anymore after that.
I was upset.
I can't believe you.
I'm sorry. Confused, dude.
You're such a woman! God.
I am.
God. Yeah. Okay, I'll tell you. I'll give you a psychoanalysis of my emotional depth. I have like 5 gears. Most of the time, I'm unhappy because
I am
ridiculously happy. I don't know.
A very happy person.
I'm like the closest to enlightenment you'll get before you're actually enlightened.
He's a lot like Polyphonic Spree.
No, shut up. They're just high. I'm happy.
They do look.
I'm like a step.
I don't think they are. I don't think they're high, but they really look it.
I'm like a step under the Dalai Lama.
The Dalai Lama?
The Dalai Lama.
I thought it was Dali.
No, you mispronounce it because you're stupid.
Because I'm Jewish?
Yes, that's exactly why. Your nose prevents you from talking properly.
Yeah, it's a physical inability.
Exactly. Okay, so I'm happiness most of the time. And
you are
second,
happiness. You speak English good.
I am happiness personified.
I am happiness.
Second of all, I have rage.
No kidding.
Third, I have blinding rage.
And he has fake rage, which is mean.
Fourth, I have sorrow. Well, not sorrow, but sometimes sadness.
I'm never sorry.
And fifth, I have a really whimsical mood, which usually ties in with my happy mood.
He's so different. Okay, I've known Prakat.
Oh, God, I call myself the Jew. Oh, what's wrong with me?
So at the beginning of the year, okay? And so at the beginning of the year, he was just this creepy Indian guy.
I was in your live group! I didn't even say anything for the first 3 weeks!
He was so quiet and polite and reserved.
That's because I didn't know anyone.
And we were like friends just for like bio, just so we could get these projects, we'd work together on stuff.
Yeah, the only reason he spoke to me was so he didn't have to do any of the work.
Okay, fine. I'll go along here.
That is not true! That's true! Now I'm hurt.
No, I said I was gonna go along.
Well. I'm not that hurt. I'm not hurt. God, I can't even joke around him. This is such a touchy-feely episode. Anyway, go on. I like hearing stories about myself.
And as you can tell, anyone who's listening, we also like to hear ourselves talk.
Yeah, a lot.
Because he listens to every single one. I've heard most of them.
I do. I have to write the show notes, so I have to listen to them.
That's true.
Anyway, go on.
I did listen to him when I did the show notes. You're right.
Go on.
Okay. You got me lost. God darn it.
We were bio friends.
Okay, yeah, okay. So just for bio. And then, we kind of was like that for a while.
And for then a long, long while.
We stopped working on bio while he was over and started just doing other stuff. Like, you know, watching Scrubs. Which is a great TV show.
It's a good show.
Or just goofing around in general.
And then came the fateful day when he found his guitar and decided he wanted to play.
No, he kept always taking out the guitar, my dad's guitar.
Yeah, yes.
And he'd play around, oh God. And he'd do it while we were trying to take an exam, and he'd get so sidetracked. And then one day I was like, fine!
Mainly because he wanted
to... teach me guitar, because I'm tired of listening to you.
No, he wanted to learn it because of this I was going to call it pentatonic spree. There's this polyphonic spree song called Light and Day, which he wanted to learn.
That's not what started. That's just the first song that I thought I could play.
All right, okay. Well, I don't know how it started then. No, you don't. You're still bad. Anyway, wait. Why did you want to play guitar now?
Just because I know it'd be fun. I thought it'd be fun, and we already have one. Because I've played a bunch of instruments, and I always get bored. But we buy the instrument, or we start buying it, and it's a lot of money. It's a waste. But since we already had a guitar lying
convention
around, there was no harm.
So you started playing guitar. And then we had the bio project. And various field trips as well helped, I think.
Yes.
Our Key Largo field trip. The one we went to the zoo on. Stuff like that. That brought us closer.
Oh, God. This is just disgusting.
I know. It's ridiculous. And until you see the bond we have formed today, God, I feel like such a woman.
A big, hairy, ugly woman.
Oh, I hate you. Now you've hurt me. I know exactly how to get to you now.
Now, how do you stand on this weekend?
I don't know. I have to ask my parents.
Do you want to go?
I want to go, obviously.
But you kept telling me, I don't want to go. She's gonna
That's because I'm going to... No, that I was serious about. That I'm almost positive I'll feel... If you've ever gone out with a friend and his girlfriend, you know what I'm talking about. You feel like such a third wheel.
But you won't, because it's different.
Yeah, sure.
You're friends with her.
I am friends with her, but not when you both are together, because then you both are friends. And I'm just this outsider who helped your girlfriend get to Annapolis. No, you know what? If you have listened to the fart show, you know, you were... No, actually, no. I won't talk about that.
Good idea.
No, okay, so
no, it was a good idea.
We had gone to... There was this cafe thing in school, and I had gone with them, and they had left earlier to make out or whatever.
No, we didn't.
Thank God.
You're just walking around the school. So, okay, you're right. We did ditch you on that, and I felt bad about it.
I went out.
That's why I gave you $2.
And I went to talk to them.
I went and paid for his ticket, because I felt so bad.
And they both were just sitting there, holding hands and talking to each other.
Then we had a... Then...
And I felt so out of place.
But once we started talking, did you...
No, I still felt out of place. I was just walking around ranting because I had nothing to do.
That was just not well planned.
Jeez, so you're going to... You have to plan for me now?
Oh, yes. I'll script.
Fine, David. The Jew.
Oh, I hope you're not really mad.
This is so touchy-feely. I hate this. This is like the worst episode. We're going to post it, though.
Yeah,
we're going
to
call it...
Because we really need to post it. We haven't posted... My brother was like,
man, you got Stubark. He was, oh, and there's a picture of Stubark up now. He was like, and he looks a lot like me. I used to
he
be
does.
Like, oh, I don't look like him. You. But I'm so sad now.
Oh, yeah, if you have looked at
his glasses, he looks exactly like
if you have looked at our guests, you'll see the albino midget on there. And I have put a side note that he wasn't
actually a guest.
Also, if you go to our site, there's...
And we have a guest to be. Oh, we already talked about Robin.
I talked about him.
Batman and Robin. We gotta get a Batman now. Who's his sidekick?
I'm Batman. I'm already black, fairly.
Pointy.
Yes, I have pointy ears. I'm an elf. Oh, isn't Legolas gay? We have to leave now.
Pointy teeth.
We have to leave now.
Ho! 4 minutes! Okay, we're gonna record all the way.
Let's go! Let's go! Let's go! Let's go!
Wait, where's my keys? Oh, there's gotta be... There's some keys downstairs. Where's my wallet? Where's my wallet? Let's go! Let's go! Let's go! Okay, we can do it. We did it last night, right?
Yeah, but we had... Look, 6 minutes ago last time.
Oh, crappity craps. Ems, if you poop in the house, you're in trouble.
I think we all need Emma in the head by then.
Okay, let's go. Let's go, let's go, let's go.
I can't find my shoe.
Don't worry about him. Oh, I'll get the car started. Okay.
Worry,
don't forget your wallet. Don't forget your wallet. He left his wallet here last time. Okay. Just take it. Just take it. Okay.
I'll leave it in your car.
The light on my car is not on anymore. Okay. We're in the car.
Move your iPod.
It's moved. Quick, quick. Oh, God. Okay. We're going to make it. We made it last night. Oh, God. We were earlier.
Hold this. Hold this. Hold this.
Oh, God. Let's go.
Turn off the radio.
Okay. So we're rushing now.
More than yesterday.
You do realize if I'm not home by 10:05, I probably can't go this weekend.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
Oh, God.
Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God.
Okay. So either that or you could call my dad to pick me up and my mom said he'd pick me up at 10. Wait. Let me try that. No, keep on going. Keep on going. We can always turn back.
Oh, that was cool.
Yeah.
Spin out.
Okay. Okay.
Wait, do I have to turn down the car so you don't hear?
No, you don't have to do any of these. I'll tell them we're watching Top Gear.
They'll know you're lying.
Do you have your mobile?
No.
Oh no, that's okay. 703-624-660.
Sorry, she keeps.
No, that's wrong.
Hitting the speed limit. That's what I meant. I don't speed. I accelerate vigorously. Sakai too.
Okay.
I'm sure this is really exciting listening.
Yeah, it's great.
Well.
Okay, so this is a really touchy-feely episode.
Okay, hurry! How are you not with them already?
I don't know. Oh,
you don't know their phone number? Do you not know your phone
number? My phone number. Shut up.
I know your phone number. I should give it out!
Wait, slow down for a sec.
Excuse me. How are you not?
Hello, I've been trying to call for the past 5 minutes. No one's... Well, I haven't been able to actually. Can Dadad pick me up? I've been trying to call for the past 5 minutes. Can Dadad pick me up? No. Okay, Chas. Nice. Let's go back. Now, reverse. Before my dad gets here. We reverse all the way.
God, that's so not what you're supposed to do.
I know. Okay, so
I'm
now we have like...
off the road here.
A little bit of extra time.
Maybe if my rear wheels are off the road or not.
I don't know. I can't see. It doesn't matter if they do for a sec.
No, it's a gigantic ditch.
Fine, then it doesn't matter if they
okay.
do.
We gotta hurry, we gotta be inside. Okay, this is an exciting episode.
Yeah, I know, it's all...
You guys, if you're stuck in the ceiling, that was like an action movie.
Yeah, I know, it's okay. Good. He zoomed like a rocket.
You better hope they don't listen to this.
You're mate, this part wouldn't foam if you put 10,000 volts through it.
What is that?
Pet shop.
Oh, yeah.
Pining for the fjords?
Pining for the fjords?
I hate the way... Not fjords.
Fields. He says fjords.
No, he says fields.
Pining for a fjord?
See...
No, you gotta listen to it.
He's pining for the fields.
You're pining.
I'm always pining for the fields. You know, this is the way I can extend, like, every single stay of mine. Say I call my dad at 10.
See, he perceives he hears this.
Okay, so we've managed. This has like been
a psychology therapy session.
Yeah, it has.
It's ridiculous.
It has. It worked.
I love you, man.
Oh, God. You're disgusting. Get out of the car.
I love you sexually. Oh.
God. God.
Oh, God. That was hilarious.
So disgusting.
Oh, that was so funny. Oh no!
Jesus!
It's a merely platonic relationship.
He's joking.
Don't worry, I am joking. We're
if
not you, gay.
If the midget hears this,
well,
God,
I'm not gay. I don't know about him.
Oh, shut up! God.
Anyway, so we're not actually gay, and the microphone is too close to my mouth. But we're not actually gay, and we have a merely platonic friendship.
Platonic.
He's so annoyed.
I am annoyed.
He's so disgusted. I couldn't help it. Yeah. It was such a perfect thing to say.
I walked right into that one.
The great thing, he just...
how we left the front door open. I thought you'd close it.
He just randomly braked in the driveway. It was great.
Me too.
I'm sure all your listeners got a kick out of it. But to be serious, I'm not gay. But also, on the same note, I'm not like in Simpsons, the comic book guy with all the internet porn and stuff. That's not me. That might be the Jew, but it's not me.
Wait, come back down here. Let's
just okay, I have to come back down.
Okay. So this weekend, are you gonna come?
If my parents let me, I'll talk. Remind me tomorrow to talk to them, and I will.
How am I gonna remind you tomorrow?
Because I'll come online at some point.
Wait, why can't I remind you tonight? When you get picked up, you can ask.
No, that doesn't work. I know my parents.
But see, I have to know by... I'm going to leave tomorrow right after the SATs.
Oh, that really helps.
I'm leaving town. I'm skipping down.
Okay. I think we should wrap this up now.
God.
It's been a fun episode, but we should wrap it up.
Fun? Fun? Okay.
To recap, I want to recap this episode.
No recap.
We had...
God! Jesus!
Email us, thejewandhindu@gmail.com. Go to our site, dac2000.
Please email us.
Dac2000.com.
Please. And you know what? I bet you the last 5 minutes have been really windy, because I've been raising...
I want to emphasize this. We're not gay. I just said it for the laughs. Okay?
Oh, God dang it.
He has a girlfriend, for God's sakes.
Yeah, I do. Huh.
Oh.
Huh.
Yeah.
And you were the one that said...
I secretly want you, David.
You were the one that said, you know what? It just might be true.
Oh, I'll take you down.
Tune in next time to find out.
Oh, that's a real fish catcher.
We should record next time.
That's a real fish.
We should come down this weekend. We could record. Okay, what can we say to make your dad...
Why are we discussing this?
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Churches.
Bye. Bye. Then.
Quite.
Quite. Churches.